This is a secret meeting.
For just a few minutes on Wednesday, the state House floor started to sound a lot like Britain's House of Commons. The chaos erupted after members of the House Resources Committee released their much-anticipated bill proposing another round of oil tax credit reforms. Or at least five members of the committee did. Four others, members of the House Minority Republican Party, say they were never consulted.
In no time was this bill brought before us. As a matter of fact, it was actually presented to the media. If consensus was achieved, it was done in a secret meeting. That is not transparent.
That's Anchorage Republican Chris Birch.
And I typically, in my experience as a committee member, I would be given the opportunity to review the bill before it would be shared with the press.
And for at least half an hour, members of the House Minority and Majority Caucuses argued over whose names should be on the bill, how it should be introduced, decorum in debating motions, and, well, just about everything that can be fought over besides the content of the bill. And that debate is likely to continue because, in its current form, the bill packs a punch. To summarize, it cuts net operating loss credits from 35% to 15%, and it limits the ability of companies to earn those credits if they're producing more than 15,000 barrels of oil per day. This is a big deal for some smaller companies. Kalis Energy Senior Vice President Pat Foley told the House Resources Committee last week that its Nuna project on the North Slope has lost value since it was sanctioned under the state's current oil tax regime. And lawmakers fought bitterly over changes to that regime last year, and Foley says those changes hurt Kalis's bottom line.
For Kalis, that project is now worth to us 62 cents on the dollar. We're still okay. It's still a project that can survive, but we can't stand too much more erosion, if at all.
He says further changes could make the project untenable. The bill also eliminates the state's credit repurchasing program in 2018. And that repurchasing program has gotten a lot of attention in the last 2 years because Governor Bill Walker has delayed millions in payments the state already owes to companies under the program. The bill also raises the state's minimum tax from 4% to 5%, and it hardens the floor. When lawmakers refer to the floor in the oil tax credit discussion, they're talking about credits that companies can take that allow them to dip below the state's 4% minimum tax rate. Anchorage Democrat Garen Tarr, who chairs the House Resources Committee, says the bill isn't in its final form.
We consider this just a starting point. For anyone who's followed oil and gas issues over the last few years, you know that many, many hearings is generally several dozen hearings. So I anticipate that will be, you know, what happens this year as well, that we will have ample opportunity for industry, for concerned Alaskans to hear from the administration.
In its current form, the House bill could be on a collision course with the Senate and other members of the House who say the industry needs stability right now, not more pressure from the state. Anchorage Republican Kathy Giesel, who chairs the Senate Resources Committee, points to recent announcements of major new fines on the North Slope as a sign that the current tax structure is working. And she says she's not interested in having another marathon fight over oil subsidies. It's a fight, she says, lawmakers have been having constantly since they started adjusting the tax credits in 2014 and tweaked them again in 2016.
So my concern with further changes is this is further instability for our state.
But while she doesn't want to rock the boat too hard, Giesel acknowledges that the state is in a recession and says lawmakers may need to reconsider the way tax credits are paid so the state isn't putting cash up front for industry investment. But if the debate over how the bill was introduced is any indicator, the debate over what the bill does could be deafening. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.